Where were you as you sat and no doubt watched from start to finish Saturday's women's final of the U.S. Open?
Oh, my God, I was in bed. I mean, I was not in bed, literally, but just watching. I was crazed. I'm still on that high for her. It's unimaginable. No, it is imaginable, but it's just fantastic. And I just think she's going to be not only a great ambassador for Canadian women's tennis, but for women's tennis in general and for women's sport. I mean, she's a great story. I mean, it's fabulous.
What does this mean to people like you who helped to, through the years, Carling, pave the way to help Tennis Canada, to help Canadian tennis get to a point where it could produce athletes who could accomplish this?
You're far too kind, but wow, if I could have just even a small inkling of being part of that, it's just one of the greatest honors I could possibly ever achieve. But she's really paved it herself. Tennis Canada has done an amazing job with her. They've had her since she was 10 and so on. The whole system behind her has just been, it's been just pinpointed beautifully. And it's just so exciting to see Canada now as the country in tennis. And it's just something that I'd like to, you know, step my feet back into too, because I mean, there's no better thing when you see the youth come up and you're inspired by somebody or they idolize somebody and then they take forth and make something out of their life with that.
When you see all the success she's having early like this, and then you see all the stuff, I guess, off the court, she's going on late night talk shows, you see her on Good Morning America or whatever, she's making the tour now. Is this going to be a little bit too much? Yeah, it's a lot, but
I don't think so. First of all, that's got to be expected. I mean, you know, I'm sure she was properly trained. I mean, not exactly for exactly how it was going to feel, but, you know, that's going to happen. And she just has such a good head on her shoulders. I mean, for her age and just her insight. And I love when she talked about her visualization of what she was doing throughout the week at the U.S. Open, because when my father died, I went to a psychologist, and he made me do the same. And no joke, I got to the quarterfinals of the French Open that year, not even winning basically a match because of my dad. But she just has it all together. She's open to things. She settles into what she's put in very nicely.
Well, what does she need to do then? Like, how does this not affect her? Because, I mean, at this age, I don't want to compare her to Jeannie. I don't want to say other young Canadians that came up and played well early, but there has to be some kind of idea of what she needs
first
to do.
First of all, Jeannie and Bianca are totally different. Jeannie was trained down in Florida. Bianca came right through the system at Tennis Canada. It's very drastically different, yet they're from the same country, and I respect both of them tremendously. But I think there's a plan in order for this. This is happening, so there was a plan for her now while she's going through this, because this is that transitional stage that's where everybody's looking at her, not just, you know, all of us, but all the players. She'll be critiqued under a microscope, and that's where she just has to keep things simple. And once all this excitement and everything is over with and she starts to play again, she's just got to get right back into the foundation and do what she does best.
With Carling Bassett-Siguso, Canadian women's tennis great, we're talking Bianca. What was the turning point in that match on Saturday for you, Carling, as you sat there and watched it?
I was so impressed. Let me tell you, not in my wildest dreams that I think she was going to come out, and because she was starting slow in the last few matches, and I knew she couldn't dig that hole. She came out like she dictated from the first shot. I mean, she overpowered Serena. She just came out there and just said, hey, here I am, and took the past losses that she had with her. And really, her game plan was excellent. And that just goes to show you the coaching that she's had around her and the people around her. Serena, right from the get-go, whether Serena was a little off or not, she didn't know what was going on. I mean, you could see that because just how she emotionally broke down at the second set, which was up 6-1, I think 2-1, and Serena just started losing it. You know, there was a little bit of, you know, up in the air at 5-1, in the second, and then she came back. But that just goes to show you, she put it right back together at 5-all. I knew she was going to win that, by the way. I called that 6-3, 7-5, you know, with my husband. And, you know, she just has it.
Yeah.
You know, she didn't fall apart. And she just, she beat the champion, you know. That's huge.
How close, Carling, do you think we are to a Canadian male winning a major?
Oh, gosh.
Like Felix Chapo is...
I think Felix, yeah. I don't know. I think we're right there also. Because remember, the men, they mature a little bit later. You know, physically, they have to get into their bodies, and unlike the women. I just think there's just so much talent. You know, my apologies on not knowing a lot of the guy players, but I do know the top ones, and I haven't watched them enough to really give you my exact pinpoint idea. But I think what's going on right now, the movement of Canada and Canadian tennis is just amazing. I visited Tennis Canada this summer, and I was just astounded. I mean, everything is just top-notch, first class. You know, they're ready. It's their time. It's great.
It is.
I mean, for a sports fan or for Canada in general. I mean, I just get this, like, bolt of lightning going through me thinking about it. I'm not even in Canada right now.
Yeah, and just...
I'm just really happy for her. Yeah, it's great.
And thoughts of Wimbledon and... You know,
yeah.
the possibilities, and it's just it's so exciting to be at this point.
I know.
Because I mean, well, you know, our history is like kind of Greg Ruzedski, and he took his British citizenship and represented that flag instead of our, like, those sorts of things. It's nice to actually
she's
have
not
our
gonna
home.
Do that. No, right. She's not going to do that.
Right.
And
so
the great thing about Canada is we're such great sports fans. We really get behind her. You know, our players, and we support them. And I just remember the energy I had, you know, when I was playing, and the feeling I would get just landing in Canada. It was just so different than any other place. You just felt so special that everybody was behind you. And it's great to see this happening again. I mean, mind you, there's so many great Canadian athletes, but I'm just in tennis, so I feel it for her.